Hello.
You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Trenada. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I do.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty, can I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Marissa Macias.
And can you spell that out for me?
Marissa, Marissa Macias, my last name, Macias.
And what's a good callback number just in case this call gets disconnected?
619-763-4184. Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to receive mobile text updates with that includes the name of your service provider, their phone number, and their ETA?
Yeah.
All right. Message and data rates may apply. And can you provide me your full policy number?
My full what?
Your full policy number.
My full policy number, 0401-03110132456.
And the last six digits of your VIN number?
How many? 4-4?
Six.
6-2-4-6-0-2-3-4-1-9.
And the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a Toyota Highlander 2012.
The color?
It's gray color.
And what's going on with the vehicle?
What?
What's going on with the vehicle?
It let me out of the road. Well, actually, I'm on the parking lot. But I don't want to drive a car anymore because the motor doesn't hurt really good. So it's still on, but there is no power. You know, the motor doesn't hurt any power.
All righty. Can the vehicle still shift into neutral?
Yeah, he can stay in neutral.
All right. And you are requesting a tow?
Yeah, but I just want to see how much is going to be my deductible.
All right, so...
Or how much is it? Because I never used it before.
So your insurance may cover the full amount. I won't know if you fully cover until I get done with the ticket. So I will let you know once we get towards the end of the ticket.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty, and I'm just going to ask you a few more questions, so just try to answer to the best of your ability, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or is it just standard?
Regular drive.
Alrighty. And is this service a result of an accident?
Is what?
Is this service a result of an accident?
What do you mean an accident?
Will you be the person with the vehicle when a provider arrives?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And will you be needing to ride with the provider?
Yeah, I will ride it with the provider.
Alrighty, and do you have a mask?
A mask? Yes, I do.
And is it just you by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
All righty. And can you provide me the address as to where you're located with your vehicle?
Yeah, let me give it to you. It's 12002, and it's Carmel Mountain Road.
Can you spell that out for me?
It's Carmel, like Carmel, C-A-R-M-E-L, Mountain, like Mountain, M-O-U-N-T-A-E-N, Road, and it's the Cedar San Diego, and the zip code is 92128.
Thank you. Okay. Are you located, is it outside a restaurant?
I'm by the outside of the restaurant, by the Havoc. Actually,
okay.
I work here, and that's what happened to my car. But I don't want to wait till the 9 because I know it's going to take forever.
All righty. And the drop-off location?
Yes. I'm by the parking lot, and my hook is it's up.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me the drop-off location?
Oh, the drop-off location? Let me give it to you. Okay, so it's going to be 5618. And the street that is going to be Calle is C-A-L-L-E. Separately, Sal, C-A-L. And then separately, S-I-C. And then it's Puedes, P-U-E-D-E-S. So it's 5618 Calle Sal Si Puede. In the San Diego area, and the zip code is 92139.
So their street name is C A L L E C A L.
Mhm. All words are separately, okay?
You said it's all one word?
Yeah, it's calle. Calle is one word. C E is another word. C I is another word. And puedes is another word. P U E D E S.
What's the name of the business?
What business?
Is this a business or a residence?
No, it's a residence. Resident house.
Alrighty. It's not loading up in our system. And
if you're not typing right, it's not going to load it.
So I have everything. Ma'am?
It's 5618, and it's calle, like a street. It's C-E-L-L-E, separately, and it's sal. C, like S, like letter S, A-L, and then it's separately S-I-C, and then it's puedes, P-U-E-D-E-S.
Okay, so after...
It's all Spanish word. Calle, sal, si puedes.
So after... Okay. C-E-L-L-E, that's one word. And then what's the next word after that one?
S-A-S-S-A-L.
All right. And then the word after there, after that one is C-I?
And then S-S-S-S, letter S, like soup. And then I. And then it's separately, and then it's puedes. P-U-E-D-E-S.
All right, here we go.
I know that straight is annoying.
It's not. I have to make sure everything is spelled correctly. Alrighty, so it looks
I can let her know the driver too, right? Gotta make sure that he got the right address, right?
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like, so you're only covered for 15 miles and the toll is 27 miles. So you are above your benefit by 12 miles. So you would have to pay out of pocket for the 12 miles that you're over.
And how much is going to be those 12 miles?
So I would have to contact a provider first to get a quote for you. And then I would have to give you a call back.
So what should I do at this point? Because I need someone to come in and pick me up.
Right, but I have to contact the provider first to get a quote to see how much it would be for the 12 miles that you're over.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But before I can contact the provider, I do have to ask, how would you like to pay, with debit, cash, or credit?
I wanna put it on my bill.
So unfortunately, you can't do that, because you have to pay the provider separately from your bill.
Okay. I will pay with my credit card.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
You're gonna put me in hold. You're gonna let me know.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm gonna do is place you on a brief hold while I get in contact with the provider and get that quote for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.